Happy Saturday, y'all. Happy Saturday, everybody. I hope you're waking up to a beautiful morning wherever you are. Maybe this is later in the afternoon and you already had your morning. Well, then happy afternoon to you. Y'all, it's so amazing to just be back on this Saturday, and I'm just popping in for a quick check-in and hello. I wanted to also let the folks in the Come Out of the Wilderness Prayer Ministry, the Facebook group, know that the list of prayer watches have been posted. Y'all need to have this information so that you can align your prayers. There are certain watch, and it's all biblical scriptures. So there are scriptures that were even assigned to that. So y'all go back and look at this information. It's really going to help you as you're standing in the gap and praying for your families. For those of you, if you're outside of this group, you can actually go to graceandgritmedia.com and or you can send an email to come out of the wilderness, COOTW prayer ministry at yahoo.com. I'll drop this in the comments so you'll know how to reach us. And I'm happy to share information, but y'all need to come into the prayer community so that you can catch what we're throwing. Amen. So today I was in Acts 13, and this is really talking about from verse 13 to, I'm going to stop at verse 34. And this is really talking about Paul and Barnabas at Antioch. And so they were, I'm going to try to contextualize a little bit, and I pray that this bless you. Lord, we just thank you for today, this Saturday. We thank you for waking us up, and ask now that you will just even give us some encouragement and revelation in this word so that we can get through today. We thank you for the blessings of the day and your mercy and your goodness. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, make me aware of your presence so that I can deliver your word. Amen. So in verse 13, it talks about this Acts 13, Paul and his companions had set sail and they came to Perga. I'm going to kind of break it down for y'all. And it said that they were reading the law, and the prophets and the rulers of the synagogue sent somebody out to say, you know, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it, right? So Paul stood up and motioning his hand with his hand said, now I want y'all to be very keen on everything in the word means something, everything in scripture. So when I look at this, one of the first questions I said to the Lord was, why did you need to tell us about moving his hand? There are what we consider prophetic acts. There are acts in the same way when you read about Moses raising both his hand when he was praying, when he was tapping back into heaven, and as the waters were being parted, both his hands were raised, and you know, he was so physically exhausted that he had to get help. Y'all can go back and read that. But there's always a meaning. So don't just read the word and overlook it. Start asking the Holy Spirit to reveal what it means. So for me, when I came across that, one of my questions was, why was he motioning his hand, and what was he doing? Because I'm inquisitive and I needs to know, okay? So it comes further down and he starts with the men of Israel and you who fear God, listen. So I love that verse how it started with, he was addressing the men of Israel, but it also says, and you who fear God. So that's us. We fear God, we revere God, we respect God. So he's talking to us again. You gotta put yourself in the word. It talks about the God of this people, how God chose our fathers and made the people great. He talks about the 40 years that he says, put up with them in the wilderness. That's verse 18. God had to put up with us in the wilderness. He talks about how after destroying seven nations in Canaan that he gave us, now I'm in the story, gave us our land and inheritance. He talks about how that took 450 years. He goes down further and he talks about when they asked for the king that he gave them Saul. And he talks about when they removed him, he raised up David to be their king. He talked about how God testified, I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart who will do all my will. So even as you're reading this, I want to encourage you as this is kind of a summary of all of the incredible things that the Lord had done for all of us, right? Men of Israel and you who fear God, that's us, y'all. All the amazing things that God had done over time and time again. It comes all the way down to in verse 25, as John was finishing his course, you know, talks about John talking about Jesus, and before his coming had John had proclaimed, looking at my word, a baptism and a repentance to all the people. It comes all the way down, brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, that's us, and those among you who fear God, to us have been sent the message of this salvation. Is how we can receive the message of salvation for ourselves. And so as he keeps sharing the rest of it, There is a particular verse that I love in verse 32, and it says, "And we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus." Let me read that again. "And we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children." We're a part of that. "To us by raising Jesus." By raising Jesus. So through Jesus, we have the inheritance of our fathers. The promises that you read about in Deuteronomy, the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those are, they belong to us. Don't get mad at me. That's what the word says. I'm just reading scripture. Don't get mad at me. It says, "We bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus." I love that. We are a part of the promises. So with all of the things that had happened, that Paul, that all of the information that he shared, the encouragement that he gave, with all of the trials, the challenges, with all of the, you know, all the things that the people of Israel had gone through, with everything, with all those things where he talks about David, the son of Jesse, being raised up, with all of those things, the sons of the family of Abraham, and how we receive salvation, that we're connected into this. We are a part of this. And I love that this powerful reminder is that, y'all, we're a part of the story. This is for us too. This is for us. In verse 34 says, "And as for the fact that he has raised him from the dead," now we're talking about Jesus, "no more to return to corruption, he has spoken in this way, I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David." I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David. And I want to encourage you today, because there are a lot of folks who are standing in need of a for real blessing, and you feel like you are not really connected to this great God that we serve. You are a part of, and the same promise, the same covenant that God had to take care of his children, right? Destroying strongholds, right? Securing them, protecting them for generations. The same promise, the same covenant that belongs to us because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus came, what he did was he removed that law, saying that the rest of us Gentiles, we now have access to that same promise. What God promised to the fathers, this he has fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus. It's only because of him. I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David. That's what the word says. So I want to pray that for us, that we receive that for ourselves, that the word says, Lord, that you will give us. Father, I thank you that you will give us the holy and sure blessings of David, that we are connected all the way back. We are a part. We are a part of your body. We are not separated because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The word says in 47, For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard it, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of God, and as many as were appointed to eternal life believed. It's one thing to accept Jesus as your personal savior, makes him personal, like a one-on-one relationship. It's another thing to understand that when you come into this relationship with Jesus, you're also a part of a larger kingdom of heaven, larger kingdom. You're part of a larger body of Christ. You're part of a bigger story. If you understand that what Jesus did for us was to bring us Gentiles into this promise, then you start to see things just a little bit differently. Then you start to pull on heaven just a little bit differently. And it's nothing that we have done. There's no petition that I make to Jesus that's different from what you've made. He's pulled us into his kingdom. He's selected us. It's not like we are saying, hey, pick me. He's pulling us. He's pulling us into that kingdom. And as we enter into that, as we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, as we understand that we're now a part of a larger body, a kingdom of heaven, right? We also can be encouraged of his word when it says, I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David. I want to be tapped into that. You see, I have big hopes that we will get the word of God out to many, many people. Not for me, not for hype, y'all. Just because I'm a girl who loves Jesus and I want to tell as many people as I can about him, because he is real for me, real to me. Because I know that Jesus saves lives, because I've experienced it, I am the least likely, the most busted vessel. And yet the Lord has pulled me into his kingdom and blessed me. The same way that he is blessing me is the same way that he will bless you. I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David. And I want that for you. And I want that for me. I don't want to see us suffer. I don't want to see us, for as long as we're on this plane called Earth, as long as we are physically here, I don't want to see the suffering. I spend a lot of time scrolling on Facebook. I probably need to cut this out, but I get kind of caught into the videos that show people in need. And what it does for me, it's every time one of those things come up, I start praying, God, give them the sure blessings of David. I'm not scrolling just to satisfy myself. I'm scrolling because I'm looking for an assignment and where I can maybe pray for somebody else or touch somebody else's life or help in some kind of way. But for today, I want to just land you with this word, just a reminder of what it says. So go back to Acts 13. That was Acts 13. I took you all the way from verses 13 through 34. I did touch on verse 47, but I just want to leave you with, I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David. But you've got to have a relationship with Jesus. He's not a genie. So I pray that this word is going to encourage you, that you are a part of the family. God loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. Y'all, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please be kind to the people around you. The word says that we were made a light for the Gentiles. We were made a light. We're a light. And so we show up differently. And so just by showing up and with a smile on your face, you can change the environment. Just with a smile on your face and being kind to somebody else, you don't know how you'll change people's lives. You don't know. So I pray that you will be encouraged to just be the light, remembering that you, holy and sure blessings of David, I receive that. Father, I thank you that I have the holy and sure blessings of David. I thank you that my family has the holy and sure blessings of David. Father, I thank you that our prayer ministry has the holy and sure blessings of David. Father, I thank you that every person under the sound of my voice has the holy and sure blessings of David. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all, have a good one. I love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.